welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode of Flying Solo, attorney Bernie discusses the importance of meeting a client where they are.
My nephew is one of the managers in a large kind of chain restaurant, and he's been having a lot of trouble lately getting people to come and work there. So the service is a bit down. And he told me the best way he deals with people who are complaining, people come up to him and say, you know, I've been sitting here for effing 10 minutes, you know, or 20 minutes. He said, what he does, he just adopts their language, says, you, I know that effing sucks. It really does. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Here, I'm going to comp you this, and I'm going to comp you that. And I listened to that. And I thought, that's really interesting, because immediately that person feels that the person he's talking to is relating to him or her, you know? So I tried that the other day. I was on the phone call with a client. He started saying, oh, that mofo, just lazy so-and-so. I said, you know, I get you. I said, you know, I'm just trying to get an off-ramp, get you out of this litigation. I can understand. I'm going to tell the judge that mofo, lazy ass, whatever, you know, just sits on the couch and should be working. And he absolutely loved it, just absolutely loved it. Once I went to Stockton many, many years ago, before attorneys were big on taking laptops to hearings. And the other attorney was quite a colorful character. Anyway, what happened was his laptop crashed during the presentation to the judge. And we went off, all right? And in order to rebut whatever he was saying, I kind of lost my cool a bit in court. Now, I don't do that. I've never done it. It's the only time I really can recall ever doing it. And I went off too. And the judge said, you know, tell me, counsel, are you both being paid by the word? And I said, no, Your Honor, we're being paid by the performance. And he laughed. But anyway, the judge made the order, and it really hit my client really hard. I mean, he really got quite a stiff spousal support award against him. So we walked out into the hall and said, oh my God, these guys gonna just, you know, come unglued on me. And he walked out and he punched me on the arm. He said, boy, did you really tell him? All that he wanted was to have his story told in an emotional way. That's all. The outcome was not all that important. It was just about getting heard. So, you know, whenever you decide to litigate, you know, think twice about why you're doing this. You know, and your attorney should also, your attorney should stand up to the judge. If the judge, you know, doesn't come across as being sympathetic to your case, your attorney needs to have the courage to stand up to the judge, and the clients really, really, really appreciate that. The other thing with trying to put clients at ease, you know, is that even though I don't really see many clients in my office anymore, I don't use that big power desk. I think I spoke about that previously. I use a table that looks like a kitchen table, because that's where people really need to sit down and hammer out their family issues. They shouldn't be doing it in a court system. Because in a court system, people are really limited to what I call, everybody knows, is an elevator speech. Sometimes clients will tell me the whole story. I'll tell them, you know what? Imagine you getting into the elevator at the courthouse, and the judge steps in and we're going five floors up. The judge says, oh, how are you today? How can I help you? What are you going to say? That really helps a great deal, just to cut down a lot of the peripheral issues and just focus on your goals. One last thought I wanted to share with you is that I've been a Rotarian for umpteen years, almost 20 years. Rotarians are guided by a four-way test. Basically, the four-way test is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all? Those four tests, everything we say and do. And I think if you apply that to your legal practice, you're going to be just fine. So Haley, thank you very much. I know we're shorter than we usually are, but I look forward to getting this back on track next time. Maybe I've learned a few more things between now and then. But we'll focus again on how to build systems in your in your practice. Because if you build systems in your practice, you're going to be amazed at how much more cost effective and productive you're going to be. So thank you very much for this opportunity, and we'll see you again soon.